he wasn't real crazy about that whole idea because, you know, we didn't know for sure how big the crowd would be, but it was one of the best groups we've ever played for. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed it, and that, right, let's see, that was last Tuesday night, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And then last Thursday night, Jack and Dee and Jim and I all got together and did a show over at the college for the YMCA. Yeah.
You know, we go twice a month out there and once down here at Royal.
Oh, down here at Royal? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought you just went once a month out there.
No, we go twice.
And you have supper and everything out there.
Yeah, you just miss good supper. We have the best food out there at college.
Well, that's really good.
Next time you come for supper.
We'll finally get there for supper. Three times a month. Oh, that is nice.
You're going to take him out out there next time when you...
I got him, man.
Oh,
you're
out there?
You
didn't
even do it.
They all look like they were having a good time.
Yeah, it is. That's nice.
You know, that's really something good. Mm-hmm. Because some of them's a little bit older than I am. Not a little bit. But some of them are a little older than I am. Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for something like that, they'd just drive us.
That's right. And that's a lively bunch of people out there, too. I mean, they're cutting up and carrying
on. I'm hopeful, yeah. And they was, man out there, he was up on the stage, you know. He was there making them laugh and enjoy, you know.
Well, they're a good audience. They were.
Yeah, they were.
Of course, the kind of music we play is the music that was back in the old, that a lot of people don't even know. A lot of the people we play for haven't ever heard of some of the songs we play.
Oh.
And the other night when we were playing, I could see everybody and people nodding and singing the songs,
But I always think about them old songs.
What was that? One lady asked me to play one I'd never heard of. The Chicken You Roost Too High for Me.
Yeah.
I told Jim I was going to have to find out about that.
Well, that lady that asked you to play that, now she's got lots of old records. Real old records.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, those things are collector's items now. I mean, they're really hard to find.
You might go out there and learn this.
Yeah, right. You've got a record of Chicken You Roost Too High for Me. Go out there and...
That was a little further back than I can remember, but they asked you to play another one that you didn't know.
They asked me to play several that I had heard, but that I couldn't remember. The last time I'd ever heard them was when my mother used to sing them to my brother, rocking him to sleep.
Yeah, but I can't think of that song, but it was real old.
No, there was one when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. Somebody asked for that.
Well, maybe that's the one. And, I knew I'd hear it long.
There was only one song that somebody asked for that I hadn't heard of, and that was that chicken song. All the rest of them I had heard of, and some of them I did know the words and music and everything.
But, you know, I enjoy the most songs. I don't like this year. I don't know what kind of music. I don't like that.
Well, it's getting too loud and everything. Is that a that used to be a television set there. That's really an ingenious display thing there.
I've got four little grandchildren, and I raised my children with all these little whatnots sitting around for everyone's home. But when my grandchildren come along, they begin picking them up and breaking them.
Yeah.
I had to hide them.
You know, it's funny, it's not as hard as a person thinks to have a young child in the house and not have to put everything up. It just depends on whether you want to speak harshly to them, I guess.
Well, I tell you, at their own home, they don't let them tear up when they're here.
You say something to
grandma,
them, they might be getting mad at you. Know?
Grandma let
them get mad at you if you holler.
Oh, no, I told my grandchildren like I did my own.